Oh, hello.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to applaud your good work. I wanted to offer you some feedback on your good work. So I use Skype's inbuilt emoji system.
Amazing. Did I stop sharing? Because there's still like a...
No, you're still sharing. I'm really looking at an image of me even more. There we go.
Okay.
These emojis are pretty crazy. Look at this guy. He looks dead inside.
Yeah, that makes me feel sad how the emojis are. That's the new podcast. We're just going to sit here and we're going to bring up, I'm like, how do you feel about Julia Roberts' wig in the film Mother's Day? And then I'm going to hit the shocked face emoji.
I wasn't sure. I haven't been on Skype in, I want to say, like many years. And I was, for a second, you sent me that message, Kevin, that was like, oh, I'll send you a Skype link. And I was like, oh, interesting platform. And then I watched Mother's Day and they did go on Skype. And I was like, wasn't he joking? Yeah. I don't know him yet to know if this is...
How many layers of irony deep is this fucker? Yeah.
Exactly. We will use the technology in the video.
Yeah. My small podcast empire, we're the only people still using Skype because you can record the entire length of your call for free. The second they get rid of that basic, you know, functionality, I'm out of here. All right. I'm a Zoom baby or a StreamYard baby or something. I'm out of here. But right now, almost through, I think, like, negligence, like, they still have the... I don't think anyone's, like, watching Skype at Microsoft anymore. I don't think there's someone in charge of Skype.
Yeah, they're all on Teams.
Exactly. I think we're in like an abandoned mall, you know? Like I think we're in like one of those shut down Soviet amusement parks over here in Skype Town.
Well, they definitely added some Zoom features to Skype. Like they have since made it look almost identical to Zoom in its UI UX. So somebody over there is being like, hey, let's just at least have the right features in case people get confused or only have this for some reason. Other than that, though, they probably just like grabbed a UX UI designer from Zoom and was like, please, 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 please put some stuff in there. And then maybe like once a year, they're like, switch it up. Add a few more little things.
Change it up. Add another something.
Add this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. add this laughing face. Add this cry laughing face. I mean, it only has 5 reaction emojis, which tells me everything I need to know about how much they're keeping up with Skype these days.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we're kind of... But because no one is paying attention to Skype, it has worked essentially this well uninterrupted for, like, the last 4 years. They have not... Because tech companies love to make things subtly worse as you know, over a period of time, right? Like I was trying to call up my friend Vern the other day and we were gonna FaceTime, and then we both discovered that FaceTime is now like a separate app you have to download because they want FaceTime to compete with Zoom. Companies just love to take things that work and just make them like a little shittier over time. But because no one is paying attention to Skype, right? Crying emoji. But because no one is paying attention over here, we're latchkey kids. We can do whatever we want. Like they're not paying attention.
Skype was really formative for my straight flirting when I was a girl. Like Skype was a big part of my journey. And a lot of, I had a Skype breakup once because this guy like went up off on me and was like, fuck you, because I didn't say I love you during my sign off. And then he was like, fuck you. And then I was like, we are, probably the letter R, like, we are over. Like, you can't say that to me. Yeah, it was 9th grade. And that was the same person, you know, to lore drop, this podcast is full of them, that I made out with at 9, the musical. I think we talked about that in one of the pods, the musical 9, the failed musical 9. Yeah.
I know of it.
We Spider-Man kissed at the movie theater. I think he like leaned back on the armrest and then I came from the top and we're like, wow, this is so romantic. And then that relationship was doomed to fail. And then I had another like flirtationship friendship with a now famous TikTok comedian. And we would just Skype during class all day because we had one of those like school sanctioned computers, but they didn't really regulate it very well because it was the 2010s and late and Y2K. So we just were on Skype during class, like all the time, just sending little Bo Burnham jokes to each other.